The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
The World Honored One. Address the assembly on the top of Vulture Peak. By just twirling a flower. And everyone was silent. And only Mahakashapa broke into a smile. And so here we are. The flower is turning. And we smile. And we twirl the flower, and the world smiles. This story, indeed, it is a story, as we learned today that, or yesterday, I can't remember when, it appeared about 900 years after the Buddha was around. And that, when it appeared, and if it was true, the details of the flower and all that, really not important. What is important is the meat of the story, this great transmission. And if you somehow think that this is about a flower or a smile, you can just refer to woman's commentary that Melissa read. And she pointed to that woman who is the collector of these stories. It's kind of throwing a curveball at us, saying, look at Buddha selling dog meat for a sheep's head. And what if all the tall people in the audience smiled? And what if Mahakashapa didn't smile? Would there be a transmission? What would have happened then? In this wonderful sesshin that we've been experiencing a multitude of turning flowers, a multitude of smiles. Each and every one of us has been on a journey in this wonderful pressure cooker that Melissa and David were speaking of today. And we've all had the variety of experiences. And I can say that since the beginning of this sesshin, Friday, when you walked through the door, all the way up to right now, each and every occurrence, thought, feeling, emotion, every event that has happened to you has been for the benefit of your awakening. Now, we aren't super geniuses who have somehow molded reality for your own benefit. Reality, or the Dharma, whichever you'd like to call it, is for your benefit. Nothing is extra. Nothing is missing. That heartache, those tears, the backache, the anxiety, the joy, the sleepiness. Each one of those is for your benefit. Now, I could probably hear and imagine, I mean, hear your inner voice now saying, I don't believe it. How could that be? Well, I don't know how. What I do know is that this incredible thing we call sashin, to touch the heart mind, handed down to us from generations of practitioners, teachers, and Zen masters, has been for your benefit. And to live a life where you think that something else is the answer, or the benefit is somewhere else. The benefit looks like something else, feels like something else. Is the tragedy of a life passing by. My encouragement for you tonight is to look very closely at your experience here, right now, not even 5 minutes ago, right now. Look closely. Each one is a flower turning. And just like Jenny had mentioned today in our beautiful Om Nam, every activity, every calling, there's a response. The world, the universe, the Dharma, reality, whatever you name it, your integral fabric, part of the fabric. It requires your effort to open up, but it's not something you can do. You just sit, allow it to happen. And when it does, you can thank the Buddha. You can thank the flower. You can thank yourself. This moment is all you have. It's all you have. Don't waste it. Thank you.